instead of climbing for a big mission at all. Tvua knows the agave tvua. Vyerek agave yer. Somebody has two different types of grain or two different types of vegetables growing next to each other in his field. And when he planted them, he separated them from each other the proper distance so that it would not be climbed. But when they were fully grown, they stretched out and came very close to each other. Tvua agave yer. Yerek agave tvua. Hakom motor chus me delas yivon. Or if he has grain and vegetables growing next to each other in the field. And when he planted them, he separated them the proper distance. When they were fully grown, they extended out next to each other. It's all mutter, with the exception of the last Ivan is a Greek gourd. And since when he planted them, he separated them the proper distance, it doesn't matter that when they're fully grown, they come very close to each other. As Chacham said, that when you plant them, you have to separate them, it doesn't matter that when they grow, they are very close to each other, would not look like climb, and it would be mutter with the exception of a Greek gourd. The vines of a Greek gourd extend out very far and can come intertwined with whatever produce is planted near them, and that would be the exception. The lot Yavanis would be usher if, when it's fully grown, it gets intertwined with whatever produce is planted next to it, even though when you planted it, you separated it the proper distance. Rabbi Meir, I'm Abakisha, Supua Mitzvah. Rabbi Meir said, I have a tradition that the cucumber or the Egyptian bean would have the same din as the Greek gourd, that it would be forbidden, even though when you planted it, you separated it from the produce that is growing next to it, the proper share, so that it would not be climbed. If when it's fully grown, it would extend down next to the produce that is growing next to it, it would be forbidden, just like the Dalak Yavadit. But Rabbi Meir says, I understand better the words of the Chachamim that argue with me than the tradition that I have, as the Dalas Yavanis is different than the Kishas or the Pua Mitzri. The Dalas Yavanis, the vines extend out very far and get intertwined with the produce that is growing next to it. So it's more mistaber that the Dalas Yavanis would be forbidden than it would be for the Kishas or the Pua Mitzri to be forbidden. As the Kisha of the Pua Mitzri does not intertwine itself with the produce that is growing next to it as much as the Greek gourd. So therefore, it's more likely that the Chachamim are correct, that only the Dalas Yavanis would be usher, but the Kishas or the Pua Mitzri would be mutter. Set aside Paragimel Mishnah Aleph Aruga, Shishisha al Shisha Tfachim. Zoran Betoicha Chamisha Zoranim. A row that is 6 Tfachim by 6 Tfachim. And somebody wants to plant in that row a number of different types of vegetables. He can plant inside that row 5 different types of vegetables without it being climbed, even though we have said previously. So when you plant 2 different types of vegetables in your field, you have to distance them from each other 6 tfachim. And here the Mishnah is teaching us that in a row that's only 6 tfachim wide, you can plant 5 different types of vegetables in that row alone. The answer is that in this case, you're only planting a very small amount of each vegetable. So therefore, you can plant 5 different types of vegetables without it being climbed. As we have said previously, that in our Torah, when you plant 2 different types of produce in your field, it's only climbed if you plant them together at the same time. But the Rabbanan would answer it if it looks like an erva, if it looks like it's mixed together and was planted together, then it would be climbed at Rabbanan, even though it was not planted together. But if it does not look like an erva, doesn't look like it's mixed together, then even at Rabbanan, it would be mutter. Now, when you plant a small amount of vegetables next to each other, it will not look like climb as long as you distance them from each other a tepach and a half. In such a case, it would not look like an earbud. That's the amount that a vegetable is yonik from the ground. A vegetable will nourish from the ground from the tefach and a half that's next to it. So if you distance one vegetable from the other, a tefach and a half, since you're only planting a small amount of each vegetable, it would not be an earbud. It would not be climbed, even with our bun. Or even if you don't distance the vegetables from each other at all, but if the vegetables touch each other at a point, it would also not look like an erva, but it would not look like it was planted together, and it would be mutter, midrabbanan. Now, how do you plant these 5 different types of vegetables in the aruga that's 6x6? Arba ba'arba rukhoi sa'aruga ve'achad ba'amsa. You'd have 4 different types of vegetables at the 4 sides of the aruga, and 1 different type of vegetable in the middle of the aruga, 5 different types of vegetables all together, and it would not be climbed. The way it would be planted is as follows. You would leave at all 4 corners of the aruga a tefah by tefah space, which is not planted at all. And then at the 4 sides of the aruga, you would plant 4 different types of vegetables, 4 tefachim long and 1 tefah wide. And then you would plant a 5th type of vegetable in the middle, And the fifth type of vegetable will be distant from the vegetable that's aside. It's tefach and a half, so it doesn't look like an erva. And the vegetable that's aside, even though they are touching the vegetables next to it, but they are touching each other at a point, since you left at all four corners of the aruga, a space of a tefach by a tefach that's not planted, so the vegetables that you did plant on the side are touching the vegetables next to it at a point, which we explained that if the two vegetables touch each other at a point, it would not be climbed, while the vegetable that you planted in the middle is a tefach and a half away from the vegetable at the side. So it would all be mutter. It would not be climb at all. Somebody who has an aruga that has a border around the aruga that's a tefach high, the border that's around the aruga is a tefach higher than the rest of the aruga, and it's also a tefach wide. In such a case, you can plant 13 different types of vegetables in this row without it being climbed. It would not look like an ear, but it wouldn't look like it was mixed together, even though you're planting 13 different types of vegetables. Now, how would you do that? You would plant three different types of vegetables along the border, on the border, at each side of the border. You would plant three different types of vegetables. So therefore, on this border that's around the aruga, you have three different types of vegetables to the north, three different types of vegetables to the south, three different types of vegetables to the east, and three different types of vegetables to the west. Now, the way you would do it is, you would leave a tefach by a tefach space at the corner of the border. That would not be planted. So on all four corners, you don't have anything planted. And then you would plant vegetables right next to the corner on all four sides. Those vegetables would touch the vegetables next to it at a point, since you left the corners empty, and since they touch each other at a point, it would not be climbed. And then you would distance a tefach and a half from the vegetables that are planted next to the corner, and you would plant another type of vegetable. And then you would distance a tefach and a half from that type of vegetable and plant another type of vegetable. So there are three different types of vegetables along the sides of the border. At each side, there's three different types of vegetables. So altogether, there are 12 different types of vegetables planted along this border that surrounds your aruga, and it would not be climbed since there are either a tefach and a half space between the two different types of vegetables, or the vegetables touch each other at a point, which, as we explained, that would not look like an erva. It would not look like climb. And then you would plant a 13th type of vegetable in the middle, and the vegetable planted in the middle would be in a tefach and a half away from the vegetables that are planted on the sides. So it would not be climbed. Now, you can only do this if the border that's around the aruga is a tefach high and a tefach wide. And that way, even though you're planting a lot of different types of vegetables along the border, it would not look like an erva. But if the border that's around the aruga is not a tefach high or not a tefach wide, it would be forbidden. You can't plant the heads of turnip on the border because it fills it up. Turnips cannot be one of the vegetables that's planted on the border. As turnips spread out, it will end up mingling with the vegetables planted next to it, so therefore, it would be forbidden. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shisha Be'emsa. Rabbi Yehuda says, in this case, they have an aruga that has a border around it that's a tefach high and a tefach wide. You can plant six different types of vegetables in the middle of the aruga. As long as those vegetables that are planted in the middle touch each other at a point, they also touch the vegetables planted along the border at a point, it would be mutter, even though you're planting six different types of vegetables in the middle. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can plant 18 different types of vegetables in the aruga that's 6x6 and also has a border at the tefach high and the tefach wide that goes around this aruga, as you would plant 12 along the border plus another 6 in the middle. And the 6 that you plant in the middle should be in a diamond shape so that they touch each other at a point, and they also touch the vegetables that are planted on the border at a point. Altogether, 18 different types of vegetables would be allowed to be planted in this aruga, according to Rabbi.